Another surge of migrants fleeing increased Central American gang violence is crossing the U.S. border. You'll remember the thousands, mainly children, who poured across in 2014. Well, since December 31st, the Obama administration has been conducting raids to try to stem or reverse the new tide, targeting undocumented immigrants recently arrived from El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. In Atlanta, there were claims that ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents, barged into homes in the middle of the night. Well, this has become a political football as well as a looming crisis. Just hours before his State of the Union last night, 140 Democratic members of Congress sent a scathing letter to President Obama. Hillary Clinton has condemned midnight raids on mothers and children, and Donald Trump is taking credit for the crackdown. With all that as backdrop, today, Secretary of State John Kerry announced an expanded program with the UN to screen migrants fleeing the violence in that region before they get to the U.S., setting up processing centers in several Latin American countries to determine who really is a refugee and give them temporary safe haven. Alan Gomez covers immigration for USA Today, and he's with us now from WLRN in Miami. So, Alan, tell us more about this UN partnership. How does it work? What's the goal?
Well, the goal is to prevent these people from coming to the country as they have been coming, basically as undocumented immigrants, and coming here and filing their claims. The idea is modeled basically after what we've been seeing throughout Europe and the Middle East in these last couple of years, as Syrian refugees and from other countries have been going to these sort of central processing sites where the United Nations does the first screening. They interview the people, they look at all the countries that are willing to accept refugees, and then they make recommendations as to where those refugees should go. That's how we've been receiving Syrian refugees. The UN is the first one to screen them, and so they're talking about creating a similar program in Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador so that they can apply there without making that dangerous journey all the way through Mexico to the United States.
Right, and we read that the administration decided to do this after concluding that the violence by these are international criminal gangs in the three countries I mentioned was just crisis proportions and nothing more could be done. But what about the raids that have been done? We're hearing anecdotally, you mentioned Syrian refugees, we're hearing from people saying, well, how would Americans react if Germany rounded up those Syrian refugees and deported them, which apparently the Obama administration has been doing in the last couple of weeks. Who was targeted? Where'd they go?
Well, the people who were targeted were specifically mothers and children who have arrived from these Central American countries over the past couple of years. Understand, the Obama administration, throughout his tenure, has focused their deportation dollars on undocumented immigrants who are in the country, who have extensive criminal records, who have gang ties. But in this raid specifically, they made a point to target these Central American mothers and children. I mean, as you can imagine, immigration advocates are just beside themselves trying to figure out how this was happening. But if you hear Department of Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson, the way he described it was, we need to do this to send that message of deterrence to people in these Central American countries who are considering making that journey in the weeks and months to come. And because if they don't think that they will face deportation, that they'll continue making that journey and continue flooding the border in the numbers that we've seen over the last couple of years.
Right. And no one wants to see kids sleeping in holding cages on the border or dying trying to cross that border. But you're right. We're hearing from advocates like Representative Zoe Lofgren of California, a Democrat. She signed that letter to the president. And she said, deportation isn't going to deter you if your dad was just murdered, your husband was just murdered, your brother was just murdered, and now they're saying they're coming for you. So it just, talk about rock in a hard place. How do you think this plays out?
I mean, this is just part of the ongoing difficulty that the Obama administration has had in sort of crafting some sort of immigration legacy. I mean, on the one hand, he has made historic efforts to try to protect undocumented immigrants from deportation. You recall several years ago, he created a program that has protected over 700,000 undocumented immigrants who were brought to the country as children from
Dreamers.
Deportation.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right, the Dreamers. Last year, a couple of years ago, he created a program to expand that pool to protect up to 5 million undocumented immigrants from deportation. But now that program is blocked in the courts. We're waiting for the Supreme Court to rule on that. And so in the meantime, as he's waiting for these programs to sort of kick in, he's left facing this incredible rush of people to the border. And, you know, what we're talking about today, this UN process of screening them in their home countries is one part of it. But they absolutely feel that deporting these folks and targeting them specifically is a part of that strategy to try to deter them from making that journey.
Well, and Alan, just we have a minute, but you could say it's compassionate. You don't want them to die trying. But you could also say it's political because there's supposed to be an increase in this surge, just like last time, right when the primaries and caucuses happen, and it's fodder for Donald Trump.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the summer of 2014, it's usually the spring or running into the summer when we see the biggest surges. And that unfortunately coincides with, like you said, all these primaries. So The absolute worst thing that a Democratic candidate can have is a rush of tens of thousands of immigrants crossing the border. We saw what a political firestorm that created in the summer of 2014. And so the idea of giving Republicans that kind of ammunition about, you know, claiming about the Obama administration's failed immigration policies, that will not play well in the middle of primary season and rolling into the general election.
Alan Gomez of USA Today. It's a story we're going to continue to follow. Thank you.
Thank you.